This is Charlie's in the House, UPR's weekly local theater review, where we highlight live entertainment in Cache Valley and throughout Utah. I'm Charlie Schill. Fine acting and brilliant staging are bringing a museum piece drama to life in the Pioneer Theater Company's ongoing production of Mary Stuart. The play focuses on the fatal climax of a 20-year rivalry between two royal cousins, Elizabeth I of England and Mary, Queen of Scots, over who would sit on the throne of England. Their dispute was a battle of wills between the two dominant female figures of the Elizabethan era, who are memorably portrayed by Anne Bates as Elizabeth and Erica Levan as Mary. Under the skillful direction of Shelley Butler, the performances of those equity actresses are a study in contrasts. As Elizabeth, Miss Bates' portrayal is peppered with towering fits of temper that are more often than not calculated for their effect on her advisors. Miss Levan delivers a more sympathetic portrayal of Mary as a person motivated by genuine emotions. Backstage artistry also contributes heavily to this production. Sarah Clement's claustrophobic set design brilliantly conveys the idea that Elizabeth and Mary are both prisoners, confined by the politics and gender perceptions of their era. The sumptuous costume designs by Brenda Vanderweel meanwhile recapture the elegance of the Elizabethan age against that stark background. But the most surprising thing about this production is its enduring relevancy. The play is not only entirely appropriate for staging in 2020, the year of the woman, but Mary Stuart also seems to be full of eerie echoes of our current political crisis. Evening and matinee performances of Mary Stuart will continue at the Pioneer Memorial Theater in Salt Lake City through January 25th. If edgy, intimate theater is your thing, you need look no further than the Salt Lake Acting Company to get your fill of those kinds of productions. SLAC will be staging the Utah premiere of A Doll's House, Part 2, by Lucas Nath from February 5th to March 8th. That Tony-nominated play is a satiric sequel to Heinrich Ibsen's 1879 drama about stereotypical marital roles. Next up on the schedule at SLAC will be Four Women Talking About the Man Under the Sheet, from March 12th to 22nd. This will be the world premiere of Elaine Jarvik's exploration of compromises accepted in the struggles for racial equity, suffrage, and feminism. Finally, the Utah premiere of How to Transcend a Happy Marriage is slated for April 8th to May 10th. The provocative comedy by Sarah Rule tests the boundaries of marriage and the limits of friendship. This is Charlie Schill with your weekly local theater review.